This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, flushing out card counters in Vegas.
First to Colombia, where the government and guerrillas have battled each other for more than 40 years. Now Colombia's military, with American help, says that it is making real progress. It says there are mass desertions from Latin America's oldest and most resilient guerrilla group. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota, Colombia.
A new TV ad here is directed at rebel fighters. It shows the video shot by a Colombian commando as he entered a camp after a top guerrilla commander was killed. It's real and raw. The soldier yells to survivors, "We got who we wanted. You're not a target. Give up."
Piénselo, hay otra vida. La desmovilización es la salida.
The ad ends with this message: there's another way out. Desert and start a new life. Colombian officials say guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, are doing just that. Last year, nearly 2,500 defected, up from about 1,600 in 2006. Facing an increasingly capable Colombian army, one that's received billions in U.S. aid, the FARC is under intense pressure. Many rebels, young and old, are calling it quits, and then providing the military with inside information on the FARC's operations. Sergio Jaramillo is the Vice Minister of Defense and is responsible for spearheading a program designed to generate desertions.
We're not interested in killing every member of the FARC or even most of them. We're interested in their giving up what they're doing.
There's a big nondescript house in a leafy neighborhood in Bogota's West End. There's no way to know who lives inside. Children romp here in what is a government-run safe house for former rebels and their families. They receive free meals and medical care and help getting their feet on the ground. A 27-year-old former guerrilla, Julian, said he couldn't take the combat and hardship anymore. In January, he defected. Like other deserters interviewed by NPR, he asked only that his first name be used. The FARC's policy is to kill deserters.
Lo primero es voy a salvar mi vida. Lo demás ya no me importa.
You think? I want to save my life. I don't care about anything else. So you look for a way to escape and turn yourself in so they don't kill you.
Such admissions are startling in Colombia, where the FARC used to run a virtual parallel state in the country's lawless south. But President Álvaro Uribe's government has built a large, well-equipped army that has been on the offensive for 6 years. Newly acquired fighter planes bomb the FARC, and a well-funded program offers guerrilla stipends and even reward money if they desert. Life in the FARC has become so hard that one guerrilla, Pedro Pablo Montoya, recently killed his commander. Then he severed the commander's hand, stole his computer, and turned himself into an army patrol. The evidence he brought, the hand, the computer, provided proof that the dead commander was among the FARC's 7 leaders, Ivan Rios. Now under guard in an army base, Montoya described a guerrilla group that is destroying itself from within. Rebels aren't following orders. Desertions are massive.
There's no need for the adversary to destroy it. They're going to destroy themselves internally. That's the result of all the desertions.
He says that the FARC is riven by paranoia, with some rebels summarily executed by superiors.
They don't believe in anyone. Those who have discipline problems now know they could hang, so they'll make a decision like what happened to me.
Few predict that the FARC will fall anytime soon. It still has nearly 11,000 members, and the group still draws funds from the drug trade. But authorities say the loss of so many seasoned veterans is sapping much-needed experience from the FARC. Ledwina Zumpole is a Dutch activist, a critic of government rights abuses who now works with jailed guerrillas. She does not mince words when describing how serious the crisis is for the FARC.
I think they are desperate because it's very threatening, because it's a movement absolutely peaceful without spending a bullet.
At a government assistance center for deserters, a couple dozen former guerrillas sat in a waiting room, watching celebrity news on television. One of the youngest, Joanna, is 18. She joined the FARC at 13. She pops bubblegum while talking. She recalls how she used to think the FARC would topple the state. Now she calls it all a big lie, and she says she's focused on her new life. She says, "I want to study. I want to be someone in life." It's a dream shared by many deserters. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.